Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, Peter, the weather has just been absolutely beautiful out here in Western New York these past couple weeks now. It's been hot, hasn't been a lot of rain, and I would imagine under normal circumstances, this would be a year where you guys would get people coming left and right wanting to get on the Moondance Cat just to enjoy the Buffalo River here, Lake Erie, but coronavirus has put a wrench in everybody's plan. How much has it been affecting the boating industry here?
Well, I mean, we are staying busy. I mean, City of Buffalo residents are great at keeping the local businesses afloat, so to speak. So we are staying busy. I mean, obviously, with the state mandates or rules, we have cut our capacity down by more than half. So people can kind of spread around when they're on the boat, but. You just have to do what you have to do to stay in business until the next season.
What is the capacity normally for the Moondance Cat, and what is it now?
Well, the boat can actually hold, it's 90 passengers. So, but we go less than half. We probably do, if it's an open ride where there's a lot of people that don't really know each other, we cap it right around like 34 or so, which is about maybe 40%. If it's a private charter, like a dentist officer, and these people are working together every single day, or a family that lives together a lot, or people that hang out together a lot, then we go up to about 50%, which is like 44 or 45.
Gotcha. So you're going at about 50% capacity. And, you know, let's say there's scenarios where you got a few different groups on there, whether it be, you know, a group of six plus a group of eight plus a group of five that are on that. What are the protocols for those people in that situation? Obviously, masks are going to be paramount on this.
Oh, yeah.
And also social distancing is going to be a tough thing to come by, too. How do you guys balance all that?
Well, this boat's so wide, and it's 55 feet long. We don't have a problem with social distancing on the boat. People just automatically spread out. You have to have a mask as you come on the boat or when you're waiting to come on the boat. You have to, if you're going to be walking within 6 feet of anybody or going to the bar or the bathrooms, you have to have your mask on then. But we tell people once they're settled, you know, and they're proper distance away from others, they don't have to keep the mask on. But obviously if they get up and they walk around, they should put their mask on again. So we haven't had an issue yet. People, like I said, Buffalo are fantastic at that. A lot of people were, you know, in the beginning it was a little difficult, but after a while they just kind of got used to it, and they started putting their masks on when they walked around or went going to the bar or whatever. So I think everybody is complying.
So it's a lot like going to it's a lot like going to a restaurant. You know, like when you walk through the restaurant, if you have to go to the bathroom, you have to wear a mask. But if you're at your table, you don't have to wear a mask. Similar to here.
Yeah.
You don't have to wear a mask if you're
very
at your
similar.
Seat.
Right.
So
yeah.
Largely, though, I mean, obviously it's had an impact. Talking about having fewer people, I imagine it impacts business. Have you even started to think about looking ahead towards next year, things getting back to normal, or is it just kind of taking it one year at a time right now?
Well, we're looking forward to next year, for sure. The as far as the taking it one day at a time, that's exactly what we're doing, trying to get through the day and stay within the rules and regulations and make sure that, that the people are safe and the community is safe and that, you know, business is up and running and everybody's doing their part.
And people are still coming out to do this, but if people do have some reservations about wanting to come out to Canalside, go check out the Moondance Cat, what would you tell them about, you know, the social distancing, the sanitizing elements that are involved in it, just to ensure that when people come here, it is safe?
Right. Yes, well, definitely the boat is sanitized before and after every sail and during the sail. If there's a few people at the bar, when the bar empties out, then we just use the alcohol spray to spray everything down again to sanitize that in the bathrooms. So, yeah, in fact, we've had people get off the boat and say, we feel very safe on your boat because you guys are doing, are staying within the rules and doing the proper distancing and doing the sanitizing between sails. And there's tons of hand sanitizer all around the boat, like Wegmans, you know, so...
Gotcha. Anything else you want our listeners to know about what you guys are doing here?
Just, you know, a shout-out or a thanks to all the residents of Buffalo that give us the business. And like I said, Buffalo, we've been, this is our 39th year in business, so Buffalo has been, you know, definitely supporting us, and I'm sure they'll keep supporting us in the future. And thank you.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.